you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tyler Radio Empire.
Astronomers say that a mini moon of sorts, about the size of a couch or two, is orbiting the Earth.
That'd be a super fat ass then, size of a couch or two.
Astronomers in Tucson, Arizona, discovered what they say is an asteroid about 2 weeks ago. They say it's about 6 to 11 feet across, that its orbit leads them to believe it entered Earth's orbit around 3 years ago. They say this is the first space rock to get caught in Earth's orbit since 2006.
Is it going to fall?
No.
All right, good. Barely. I bet there was a super Earth they found, too, they think.
You know, a really big one in a different galaxy?
Well, they think this one actually,
has breathable oxygen, even though oxygen is one of the most common elements in the universe.
Well, it's the one that said it's most likely could support the kind of life we have.
Hundreds of light years away?
Yeah, we're not going to see it ever, but, you know. Unless they're quicker at it and they got here.
Yeah, we got to find a way to travel to these places faster.
I know.
Well, you need to perfect the teleporting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nick.
But.
Okay, but that.
You're going to meet a lot of opposition.
Maybe Richard Reese can work on it.
Right. Invent a teleporter. Because the airlines would get pissed. You know, you can't just hop on something.
There'd be places that would be deserted. Nobody would live there.
Oh, yeah.
Right. We could just leave.
Yeah, there'd,
right.
there'd be buildings where the workforce is still there, but you would leave after that. Well, I'm not going to live there.
Oh, you'd have like a little teleporting pad. Yeah, like in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
Just to escape.
Right.
And then you get back on your teleporting pad and you go back home. But, you know, the car companies, the airlines, they're all going to fight that.
Yeah.
That would be great if you were, like, you know, at work, taking a break, and you're like, you know, I'll just have a smoke on the beach.
Yeah. There you go.
Man. You go right back.
Someday. Not in our lifetime, no.
Yeah, I'm going to spend the weekend anywhere in the world I want.
Right. Well, actually, you could spend
That would be crowded.
Well, whenever you get up, we could spend every day at 10 o'clock anywhere else.
Yeah.
No, you could find a spot where no one is and just beam there.
Everyone would find that spot.
No. No, they wouldn't.
Yeah. That's the whole point of that spot.
There's lots of space. A lot of
not
like
those
to,
places.
No, a lot of people like to go where other people are.
It's a big-ass world, Craig.
I like to go where people aren't.
But that's where everyone would be then.
That's not so fancy.
Could get there at any time, that's where they'd be.
Yeah, you're right.
No, I think that Todd's right. There are people who enjoy doing things with other people.
Yeah, I do.
Like vacationing with people they know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hanging out, having a good time.
Or hanging out in the crowd. Some people like that.
Yeah. You'd have to go to a crappy place to go where no one would want to go.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Or just something that's so in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Eastern Texas or something.
Yeah, that'd be it. You'd better go there easily.
Yeah.
Wake up in a dust bowl somewhere.
The middle of Montana.
Right.
Which is all well and good, but... I don't think it's what you're thinking.
I'm there.
Well, we don't have to worry about it. It's not in our lifetime.
Our buddy Beastmaster joining us.
Hi, Beast.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing today?
Good, man.
What's up?
All right, so the problem with Todd's theory and the teleporting system is it's going to be fairly costly to run such a program. So running, you know, saying, hey, I want to go have a smoke on the beach is going to be a little costly to do something like that.
Yeah.
Plus, if you want to find a nice isolated spot, there's no pad that's going to be there to teleport you to.
Yeah, you're right.
No, no, no. You watch Star Trek. Right? Granted, there's just the one pad on the Enterprise, but they can beam you anywhere.
Todd's right about that,
They dial up the coordinates.
Got you there, Beast.
Yeah, and you get beamed to that spot, and then you call them back and say, here I am, beam me up. But you're right. You would have to have...
Eventually, they'd be able to get to that. But the pad. That's a long way.
Yeah, you're right. Bush is right. At first, Beast is right. At first, there'd be two pads.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there will be a limited number of pads. And probably a limit to how far you could go. So if you wanted to go, say, to Colorado, you might have to hit three different pads.
Yeah, all right.
You think
you started?
Is that going to come first or hitting warp speed?
Yes.
Yes, I'll go with yes on that one. Yeah.
I think it's more feasible to travel at warp speed.
I think
that technology will come before the teleporting.
Well, yeah, because you could already move a certain speed. You can't teleport at all right now.
Right.
There's nothing.
There's nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, there's.
And if you saw the fly, if a fly gets in there, you're just you're an animal then.
Nothing even close to that.
Screws you up big time.
Yeah, we can go supersonic, but it's a little more to go to the speed of light.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let alone eight times the speed of light.
It's only like 20 or 30 miles an hour more than supersonic, isn't it?
No, no.
You're almost there.
Yeah. What is the speed of light?
Fast.
Yes.
Fast.
Yes.
That is the speed at which light travels.
Thank you, Craig.
Yes.
So at Mental Floss, they had an article about travel. It can wear you out between the crowds of people, the food, the flight delays.
It's booze that wears me out.
They talked to Bianca Di Valerio, a flight attendant, about how to make the travel experience more efficient. She gave tips on making the most out of your trip, the first one. And these have to do with flying. Pack light. They say you can bring anything you want in a small carry-on that fits under your seat, especially if you're traveling alone.
Yeah, that's true. But then you have to worry about what shirt you're going to wear the next
day. Yeah.
It happens all the frickin' time.
Yeah. The last couple of trips I've done, I did golf and skiing.
Yeah, well, that's
true. So you got to pack a lot of different stuff for different activities. So it's not necessarily easy for me to pack light. I'm the kind of guy that packs some stuff just in case.
There you go.
Yeah.
She calls that carrying all our fears in our luggage.
Yeah.
Ooh. Don't luggage shame me.
Right.
I'll take what
if
I want,
I need
damn it.
This? What if this goes wrong? What if it rains? Blah, blah, blah.
No, generally, I can't carry all my fears in my luggage.
The main fear I pack for is, what if I drop something on this shirt? What if I drop something on these pants?
Right.
I might need a backup.
She also says instead of wasting luggage space for toiletries and essentials, consider buying them at your destination.
Yeah, that's a pain in the ass, too.
Yeah, that is a pain in the ass.
We've actually done that.
Like my little...
And you automatically land and you spend $100 on toiletries.
My shaving kit, really, it doesn't take up that much space.
But
because you don't shave on vacation?
Yeah.
Well, then you end up wasting that stuff because you're not going to use like a whole bottle. It's like there's a whole tube of toothpaste over a week.
Right. Get to the airport early, err on the side of getting there too early, then too late. Planes leave at the scheduled time.
Yeah, they do.
Get there early.
Especially in big airports, you got to get there early.
Yeah, but sometimes you're traveling with people that don't subscribe to that same theory.
Yeah, so I don't
you're
get
you're kind of hamstrung.
Right.
Doesn't it suck?
Right. You're sitting waiting at home, or you're sitting waiting at the airport.
Thank you, Todd.
Yeah, so
thank you,
go
Todd.
Go wait at the airport, and you'll be on time for your plane.
Yeah, I'm not waiting at some barn. Airports have things to do. It's got a restaurant, it's got a bar, and you're already there ready to fly. Now, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I think you're all talking about your wives, aren't you? Sounds like that's what I'm talking about.
She does say, suppose you get to the airport early.
Why are we sitting here? Why are we so early? Well, let's get there.
You can go sit at the airport bar.
Right.
To avoid the stress of thinking, are we going to be late? Are we going to be late? Right. Are we going to be late?
You got the phone.
Just
you can
there.
Play a Candy Crush at the airport.
Why is it all three of us have that problem? It must be the ladies. I know we got our own problems, and they could do a show about that.
Oh, but absolutely.
They don't have
a few minutes, not a whole show.
No, I think a whole week they could do it.
We have our own neuroses up and down.
Oh, we totally
and then he does this.
But that one drives me nuts.
So she says, suppose you get to the airport early. Now you want something to do. Most people hit the bars and restaurants, she says. But she also advises against this.
No. She's wrong there.
Yeah,
she said. Instead, use that extra time to get some exercise and move around. That's especially important if you're going to be sitting for the next few hours on an airplane.
Shut up!
What airport have you seen that has a yoga studio?
Well, first of all, you start on yoga at airports. You're going to walk on the plane stinking like ass.
I think they just mean you walk some laps.
Oh, yeah.
Walk up and down the terminal.
Yoga studio.
I suppose you can do that. No, but I see. I read
now, they have massage tables. So that's different. You're not doing anything.
There's a gym and there's a yoga studio at this airport.
You're going to and you're going to reek ass.
But I think you have to be part of the airline's club.
Yeah, you just can't start doing that by the gate. That guy's stretching and farting a lot.
Even you would choose booze over yoga, Todd.
Well, I always do.
That's what's great about the airport is you can drink at any time. It's like tailgating rules.
It's totally that way. I was sitting at the airport. My dad, it was like 11 o'clock on a Monday morning in Tampa. And we're at this Irish bar, and I'm having a Bloody Mary. He's not drinking. But there's a woman at the bar. I see her going through like four Coors Lights. And I said to her, I said to my dad, I said, you know, it's hilarious. I said, because it's not Monday morning at 11 for her and for anybody sitting here. It's a bar.
Yeah.
This could be Friday night at 11, but it's Monday morning at 11. She's going through Coors Lights like it's water.
Oh.
And she's just a regular-looking woman, businesswoman-looking girl, you know.
It's always the same time when you're at the airport.
Exactly. That's exactly yeah. right. Well, that's what happened. And I heard a lady sit down. She goes, what, do you want a Bloody Mary? And the lady goes, that's a little early. And the waitress goes, the bartender goes, she's a woman. She goes, you know what? It's the airport.
Yeah.
She said it, you know.
All right, here's Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Hey. Morning.
I have a private plane. I have to tell my wife we're leaving a half hour earlier than we are to get out of there on time.
You have a private plane on call, or you fly your own plane?
Have a plane. Let me put it that way.
Okay. All right.
All right.
And you have to tell her you're leaving a half hour because you forget her on time, right? All right. To bleep the S-bomb. Thanks, man. Thanks for sharing. Put him on hold.
Apparently he's got a lot
he's just a rich guy?
Yeah, cargo space in that plane.
Rich guy? He's got a Piper plane, a Piper or something like that. Sounds like they're going on vacation when he says a plane, right?
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Also, they say, she says, be careful with the booze. One drink in the air equals two on the ground, so don't think you can beat it. You'll wind up arriving in a disheveled, drunken mess, so go slow.
That's the point.
I'm used to that.
Which is what I do.
Yeah. Or you spend years and years building up your tolerance, and that's not a factor.
What is the science behind one drink is two in the air?
Low cabin pressure equals less oxygen.
Rock and roll. So when I order a double Bloody Mary, I'm drinking four shots of vodka.
See, but that science also applies to drinking at altitude, and I've never really noticed a difference. I don't get all that more messed up at 10,000 feet than I do at sea level.
I think
you're a professional.
Yeah, I think we're all pros.
You're a
here.
Professional.
I think we're pros here.
We're all immune to this. That's for lightweights.
Yeah, just tough for lightweights or normal people.
Yeah.
Perhaps most importantly, she says, be kind to the crew. If a flight is delayed, it means the crew's not getting paid.
Yeah, you're right.
The pay starts when the forward entry door is closed. That means that every time you're boarding or deplaning, or if the flight is delayed due to weather, mechanical issues, or medical issues, they are not making money.
Well, I'm nice until they're not nice.
Yeah, I was going to say, how about that's a two-way street?
Right.
If they want us to be nice, tell them to be nice.
And by the way, that's not our fault. I really think they should be paid, especially the flight attendants. Once you get on the plane, they're working. And I've heard that story before. The pilot, nothing gets paid until the door's shut.
Are they hourly?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Are they hourly?
I don't know how it works. It's such a weird part about
it. I guess I thought they were all like salaried employees, but
now
they're
then,
probably not the case.
Let me address what you just said, that they should be nice so you can be nice.
No. I'm nice first.
Yeah.
I am nice first.
Even if you suspect that they are not nice.
I try not to.
It is the right thing to do to continue to be nice because they still need someone to be nice to them.
But if I'm talking about if they're a prick.
We are also human, and we may be misreading what they are doing. We don't know what they're going through.
Yeah.
It is still incumbent upon us as humans to be nice to the person that we think may not be nice to us. Maybe we can change them around. Maybe we're misunderstanding what they're doing.
I'm always nice.
Yeah,
but
I just don't like it when they make up regulations.
That's right.
But wasn't the point to this. You're changing the subject.
Stop being nice.
And even then, I'm still nice because I don't want to blow up at a flight attendant.
And you also don't want to be kicked off a plane, right?
That's when they set the plane down and
And they yell at you.
Yeah, and escort you out, and yeah. Everybody on the flight hates you.
Right.
And I agree with you, Craig, that you don't know what people are going through, but if you work in an industry where your job is to be nice,
right,
it's on you to put that stuff aside and do your job.
We are still all humans.
Yeah, I understand.
We still are.
But
yes,
you took the
true.
Job.
Yes. You are right. But that doesn't matter every day. It matters most days.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter every day, and maybe you got the wrong day.
Well, if a waitress is a prick, though, you're not going to tip her on
right.
that deal. Same thing.
You are in the service industry,
right.
so you
That's
need
why
to,
we're not in it.
Right. You need to assume the role.
That is why we're not in it.
Right.
Plenty of people go to work every day and put aside their personal crap and do their job well.
Right. It's still incumbent upon all of us to be nice.
Well, I'll tell them that.
I'll tell everyone. Hell, who else could I tell? How many more people could I freaking tell at this point?
They're not listening to us
I'm
right now.
I'm telling as many people as I possibly can.
I'm going to fly with you
next
time. Not
just you four.
That's who you're
Golly.
Yelling at. That's who you're yelling at.
Plea for kindness.
But
you're yelling at us. So stop trying to be nice to you.
No!
Lead by example,
Be Dick. Nice! Damn it, be nice!
He was telling us to be nice by yelling
Shut
at us.
Shut the hell up and be nice!
Is that what these microphones do? Is they tell other people?
No, really.
Let us tell other people
that
stuff?
That just came to me. He just did a whole rant yelling at us, telling us to be nice. No matter what.
Shut the hell up and be nice.
Kind of blows that whole theory.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
I'm still right.
Yeah. Okay. Be nice, Craig.
Damn it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.